بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we had begun the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Kareem. And when we use the name of Allah in wazifa, we say Ya Kareem. So Al-Kareem is that being who grants without being asked. That is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The sifat of Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives, and how much Allah ta'ala gives also beyond our comprehension without us even asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You find in our lives how many ni'mas and bounties of Allah that we are enjoying without even asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this point also, our honorable and beloved Shaykh Azmar Abdul Hamid Sahib Nawarakatuh explains that Allah ta'ala gives so much sometime that we begin to believe or perceive or to feel that it is my right to have these ni'mats. So then we are in danger after that. Because then we don't make shukr for it. And when we don't enjoy it, then we complain. Because Ma'ana says we feel it's my birthright. To have hot water, my birthright. When the water gets finished, then I get upset, who finished the water? As if now it's my birthright. We don't recognize that to be a ni'mat of Allah. The wife sometimes, she'll get upset. But how much shukr does she make? My husband put the geezer there at least. Alhamdulillah. He's paying for the water and lights. How many of our masturat and ladies at home thank the husband? Jazakallah khairan. You pay for the electricity every month, for the water every month. We don't have a problem. We have borehole. We have inverters. How much shukr they should be making. And we also, to make shukr to the wives also, how they run the homes. Alhamdulillah. So all this Allah Ta'ala is giving us. When it comes to our children also, they grow up in the lap of comfort and luxury. And then they get so used to now to comfortable vehicles and cars, traveling also first class, that if they don't get it, then there's a problem, there's a tantrum. Then we say, then they're sulking, you've got balloon face. What's the problem? This car is not comfortable, it's rattling, making noise. And I can't sleep at night, there's so much of noise. Now we take it to be our birthright. In reality, what do we really deserve from Allah? Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh was walking with his murids, and as he passed a certain building or a property, and so called a person who was very jealous of him, when he saw him passing by, he emptied a basket of ashes upon him. Emptied a basket of ashes upon him. So the muridin and those with him saw his reaction. They looked at the sky and he said, Alhamdulillah, with a big smile. I said, you're smiling? You're making shukr to Allah? He said, the reality is that instead of ashes, I deserve that Allah Ta'ala send down fire and burn me. Allah only send ashes to me. I make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that we didn't even regard. What a wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but how he was so conscious every given moment that in reality I'm a slave and every bounty is from Allah. Everything I'm enjoying is only from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But to be able to thank Allah, to recognize Allah Ta'ala being Kareem, we have to see the apparent means around us. The wife is doing, thank her, how she runs the house, looking after the children. And the wife thanking the husband also, that how he's taking care of the house, etc. And yes, the husband should be responsible. Today we hear commonly now, husband shirking in their duty, sometimes the wives also. We have to compliment one another. Sometimes the husband, now he's just forgetting all the time. Bring this, bring that, he forgets about it. Oh, the wife will tell him something. Now, out of 10 things, he forget one thing, they'll get a shouting for it also. But how you forgot? We don't forget. We know how you like it. Hazrat says to the wife, he knows to the tea, how you like your tea also, how many sugars, how sweet it must be, how hot it must be, what kind of baking you like, but you forgot to bring the milk. And now, we tell her, how come the tea is not up to date? You didn't bring the milk. To thank one, to compliment one another. For this we should learn. Then Hazrat says you will be able to thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I don't recognize those around me that are making my life comfortable, then how am I going to recognize the unseen Qudrat and hand of Allah that is taking care of me? Therefore we have to make it a daily routine, a daily ma'amool to thank the wife, thank the children. Unfortunately now Hazrat says to how many men is thanking the wrong ladies. The tea lady in the work, he's shutting her up. Oh, whatever it may be. Sometimes the domestic, joking with the domestic at home. She's ghayr mahram to you. You can't talk to her. You can't joke with her and charm her, etc. That all should be done with the wife. So to the wife also, the best of her akhlaq, the best of her behavior, the husband should be enjoying, the children should be enjoying. But today we find because social media, the best akhlaq, friends are enjoying on the phone. I was on the phone, the wife will be talking and smiling and laughing, put it down, and now it's like popo face, as if now a truck bashed into it. What happened? It just sees you like a jinnat walked in. What happened? We saw a boot or something, but now because we don't thank them, we're not kind to them, we don't give them good words, we don't make salam also, we don't make salam properly, and if you made salam and she didn't hear, then you make an argument. I made salam, you didn't hear. Make salam again. Make salam. Why tarbiyat the whole day? You were like this, as I say, two meme. Whole day, you and me, whole day is fighting. And jawani, and this energy we have, and this jawani, this youth that we have, as I say, is going to waste. The days just got wasted. So much of muhabbat, they could have been in the house just because of ego. All because of ego. Whereas a slave is that one that is trampled over and over again like a pathway. Ulama say that a pathway you have, how people trample over it till no grass grows upon it. There's a pathway that gives benefit to everyone. Donkey walks on it, cattle walk on it, droppings on it. That is a slave. That's the reality. Ulama give the example. That's the reality for abd. Like how you have a footpath. Animals, dogs, cats, droppings, urine, everything. But it gives benefit to all. Any time of the day, it gives benefit to all. You see, this is a real slave of Allah. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. The best of people are those people who are beneficial to others. Anytime, tempt me, whatever you say to me, how you say it to me, where do I deserve any respect? That's how I should feel. But sometimes we are challenged, then you see the ego will come out. Now you say, enough, I can't take it anymore now. Some staff member, yes, there are times when to get angry, but you say, don't get angry, show anger. Anger shouldn't come in a person. And Hazrat says also, anger is an illegitimate child of pride. Because his pride is there. Now, Hazrat explains to us too, people come to the majlis, and how they make salam, what humility, humbleness, and subhanallah, look at the person's sifat and qualities. But at home, you see, he's like a lion now. Can't even talk to him. Can't even ask him anything. Now he's so snappy, just shouts. Children too are afraid of him. So to thank the wife to thank the husband, as it explains also, عَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that treat them kindly. He has a sense to the wives also, that give respect to the husband and obey him. Obey the husband and respect him. In return, he will be kind to you. Doesn't mean now she's disrespectful, you don't be kind. Why two should fail? Because she's like that, so I'm like this. No. She can be how she wants to sometime. But I must be like how I should be. The akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat himself will say, rahmatullah alayhi. He says, with a lot of force also. He says that a man gets upset with the wife and then he leaves her in the night like that. And he knows the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. He tells her also, you know not the hadith that you should be making sajda to me. Yes, that is only his place. But are you making proper sajda? Are you reading your salah on time? Are you making it to the masjid? If you are properly making sajda to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will put the creation at your disposal. Allah will make it happen like that. And if your sajda is really true, then Allah will send in your heart also. Then she won't hurt you. My heart is connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then we know the other hadith also. That husband who's angry with the wife at night and they sleep like that. Entire night the malaika curse her. The Hakim Sahib says, now the husband knows the hadith also. See, she made me angry whole night, malaika will curse her. He says, that hadith doesn't mean you must stay angry. That hadith is now so to say a warning to the husband that don't get angry with her. Don't get angry with her. Forgive her before she can make you angry. As Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that before Begum Sahiba, my honorable wife, before she could make me angry, I should already forgive her. Yalla, make her maaf. Yalla, make her maaf already, finished. As Hakim Sahib will say, rahmatullah alayhi, he says that a person remains angry the entire night with his wife, he says, malaika cursing her. What are you doing effectively? You are removing her from the rahmat of Allah. Malaika's curse mean, they say, may you be removed from the mercy of Allah. Then Hazrat will say, the whole night you left till like that. Or kal subah, nashta. Next morning, you ask her, where's the breakfast? He said, tum janwar ho kya? You're an animal. that the whole night you left like emotionally, she's crying, no way to go. In the morning, now she'll make roti for you and fresh eggs. And now you're having a nice meal. You're not even talking also. You say, okay. You say, you have iman. You have taqwa. You go to the masjid. You got deen in you. You'll be a real man. Open your chest. Cry to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For men, where we go when we cry, we come to the masjid. We don't cool off somewhere else. The Ali radiallahu anhu also. There was a dispute in the house. He and the Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had argument. It's going to happen. Definitely it's going to happen. Only Magda Sahib mentioned also, somebody came to Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Ji, mashallah, you got married. He said, Ji Hazrat, I'll never fight with my wife. He said, no, you will fight with her. You know, I'll never. He said, you will fight with her. But when she is fighting and she's now having a go at you, then you must just picture she's throwing roses at you. She's throwing roses at you. Don't carry on smiling. Bouquets, mashallah. The flowers upon roses she's throwing at you. Don't say anything. What advice I'm giving you, don't say anything. Keep quiet. So here also for us, to control our anger at home and to think, Ya Allah, these things will happen in the house. There will be ups and downs. But for me as a husband, as a man of the house, to control myself, then I will be able to connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be I'm angry the whole day, and then when I go back home, then angry with the wife, and then the whole night comes out like that. It should never be like that. Yes, every man has this fear that if I'm going to be soft, then she'll take advantage of me. So what? What's the worst can happen? Think about it. What's the worst can happen? Take advantage of yourself. What she's going to do? The first thing now she's hitting you. And it's different. Then you come tell me then. But this is going to happen. Yes, a rare case maybe. A rare case. But then you can imagine now you deserved it. Possibly, probably you deserved it. And then Allah will reward you for it. Allah will reward you for it. But the crux, the entire crux and nature of tasawwuf and islah, the tawmi is summed up. It summed up the entire crux of islah where I reform my life, reform my iman, reformation of my akhlaq, of my character. The entire crux of akhlaq and tasawwuf is that no one should get any type of harm from me. No one should be living in fear of me or any harm from me or taklif from me. My existence, anywhere I go, is only peace. That is a Muslim. Man salim al-Muslimuna, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. We know the ahadith, we learn in Maktab also. Who is a true Muslim is that person from whose hands and tongue others are safe. Although the hadith sharif says other Muslims are safe. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said other Muslims because it was an Islamic city. Doesn't mean non-Muslims are excluded. Yes, they are also included. That they should be safe also. Doesn't mean my neighbors are non-Muslims, I can treat them anyhow. No, my akhlaq should be a da'wah to them. How I park my car, how I speak to them, how I interact with them, etc. So that's a true Muslim. From his tongue, nobody is harmed. He's always got his tongue on check before he says anything. What will be the outcome? Do I have to say it? What will happen if I do say it? I don't have to say it, don't say it. That's why Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala give us so many baglagas. How many teeth we have? Depends now how many you pull out. But 32. And plus we have burglar guards also, top of that. Double burglar guards. Races also people are wearing. But can't control the tongue. Can't control. How much Allah Ta'ala? Plus He give you jaws. Jaws are so strong. The banda just control your tongue. Don't say anything. Keep quiet. You don't have to speak. Don't speak. And be conscious of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, You gave me so much. You are so kareem, so kind. Have all these people around me, how can I speak like that? How can I use my hands in any way, whatsoever? So my entire istah will get made in different ways. Not everybody will be good to me, not all will be kind to me, not all will give me a good word. Things will happen. I'll hear things about myself also, whatever it may be. And our Kabir, subhanallah, Hazrat Raipur, Hazrat Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, Shaykh Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, they would tell the khadim that you should read to them, letters people used to send to them. The Sheikh asked the Khadim one time, he said, MashaAllah, you're reading all the nice letters people are saying, Hazrat, Hazrat, where's the other letters people used to say that you are fake and you're a fake Sheikh and fake peer and you're a bid'ati and you're like this. He said, no more people are writing these things to me. You know, Hazrat, they're reading it, but I feel shy to read it. They're writing, but I feel shy. He said, I want to listen to those ones. Those are my reality. Other nice ones, they don't get a place, but I need to know really what I am. Those now put me in my place. When they call me these names. Now the mashayikh, these are outside people. Sometimes in our homes, people will call us names. Family people will call us names. Now I want to defend myself. No. We leave it. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I hand over my affair to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Izzat, honor, from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when you will make our ta'aluk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this one or two bayans will not be enough, because when the anger starts, then we forget everything. Anger and passion, we forget everything. Forget all the teachings, we forget all the bayans, we forget all the Islam, the shaitan now, and nafs takes out the ugly head. And now we forget. Therefore, it's a constant mudhakara, over and over again, till it comes into a person's heart. So to continue pondering, Ya Allah, you're so kareem. As Hakim Sahib taught us, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem. When you're being pushed, now, don't say anything, call out to Allah. Ya Halim, Ya Allah, you're so tolerant. Ya Allah, you're so tolerant. Right now, I'm being pushed in a corner right now. Ya Allah, you are so your forbearance, oh my Allah. You just overlook everyone. Give me that quality of Ya Halim. And say from the heart, Ya Halim, the most tolerant, Ya Kareem, the most noble one, the most kind one that gives without asking. Call out to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, you know, fight with the makhluk. Instead of fighting with the makhluk and wasting energy, turn to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains also, Al-Kareem. Al-Kareem is that being whose favors encompasses the needy as well as others, that is Kareem. Whether you're needy or not needy, Allah ta'ala still gives. And that is Allah ta'ala gives the rich, the poor, the king, and the pauper. That is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Unlike us, we see now whether he's deserving, not deserving. Whether I should give him, not give him. Where he's going to spend it. Yes, we should check when there's need to check. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is giving all. A person came to a pious man and said to him, I managed to exchange my lungs for 500,000 rupees. The pious man said to his disciples, his murids, all of our lungs are functioning correctly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed lungs worth 1 million rupees, worth more than 1 million rupees in our bodies. We can't put a price to it. One eye, one lung, one artery. We can't put a price to it. This person now, his soul is whatever it was, 500,000. How kind is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? We can't put a price to any body part. وَلَقَدْ كَرَمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Allah ta'ala says, we've given honor to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Based upon this ayat, organ transplant, selling your organs, haram, impermissible. Allah ta'ala gave it honor even after your demise. Because you're still Bani Adam. You're still the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore we are taught when you're carrying janazah, be gentle. Don't jolt it. When you're placing the body in the qabr also, be careful there. Allah ta'ala has given so much of honor to a dead body. So a person who is alive, how much respect we should be giving, how much honor we should be according to the people around us. Another interpretation of tafsir of Al-Kareem is that being who grants those who criticize, subhanAllah. Al-Kareem is that being who grants those who criticize or slander him, Jalla Jalaluhu. They criticize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, non-Muslim, atheists. Sometimes they would swear also, they take the name of God, na'uzu billah. So Allah ta'ala gives them also, criticize Allah, is there a creator? And they go the whole discussion, they go, that mother nature, that how come nature became a mother? Allah knows best, but they made it mother nature. And we also say mother nature. But how they believe in these things that Hazrat says to it, like a big bang happened. Big bang happened and the entire dunya came into existence. He says he needs to bang his head a little bit to understand. When there's a bang, things are destroyed. They won't come into existence. But look at the brain and you say, what a theory. Children must learn it. Darwin's theory of evolution, that they must learn it, and they're teaching them in school, they're writing exams on it also, that their forefathers were monkeys. Imagine now, son calls the father that our grandfather was a monkey, you won't like it, but he's writing in school the same exam. The dad, your father, my granddad was a monkey, that's where we came from, writing the exam, better if you get top marks, you have to write this. The boys in school told me, they said we have to write, we have to study it, all the different stages of evolution, they have to write it in the examination. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, despite all of this, Allah is Al-Kareem. Allah ta'ala gives those who criticize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and slander Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أَنْ دَعُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ Allah ta'ala speaks about the skies and the earth almost split asunder because they attributed a son to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then how could you? That the skies and the earth wanted to break into pieces. How could you make a claim like that? Allah says in Quran Sharif, But Allah Ta'ala kept it together. Imagine Allah Ta'ala being slandered. Allah has children. Allah has a son. Allah has daughters. Malaika, daughters of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so tolerant, so kareem. Allah is giving that person also. Allah is still sustaining. The person calling to the wrong God, to the wrong creator, slandering Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How kind is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for us to learn the sifat of Allah, for us to also be just as kind. And if you are just as kind, what will be the reaction from Allah? Allah will say, look at the qualities in this banda of mine, is similar to the qualities of Allah. Overlooking, people criticizing also, people slandering also. So criticism also, tanqeed, tanqis, all these words we use, the person criticizes you, regards you to be low. We have nothing to show to anybody, that I am so and so, that I have so much of wealth, or I have so much of talent. Person should be more fearful. That, ya Allah, you've given me so much, I don't even deserve it, and how I'm using it, I should be so careful. My children also is amanat, my wife, my family. So Al-Kareem is that being who grants those who criticize or slander him, that is, he does not even deprive those who show disrespect to his status. They give Allah Ta'ala status to other gods, sometimes to their wealth also, as if the wealth is a god or something, or their possessions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't deprive them also. Allah is still giving them. Yes, there will be Hisab Kitab. There will be Hisab Kitab, and we find so many those, what they call them, philanthropists, right, in the world, that they have billions and they give me so much in charity. And you think, how come nothing is happening to them? Yes, Allah will reward them for it. Allah is very just. Allah is fair for the spending, so to say, in a good path. The spending in the makhluq of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala will protect them. Allah Ta'ala will bless them also. So to say, they'll have a good life in this world. But according to riwayat, we find that in this world they'll have a good life. And the Muslim, as you see in Gaza right now, how much they're reading the Quran, Salah they're doing also, getting bombed at Jumu'ah time, at Namaz time, and how much of Zikr, Hasbunallah wa Ni'mal Wakil, Ya Allah. Then to so to say, outwardly the help of Allah is not coming. Right, but understand, in the hadith is mentioned that a person will come on the day of Qiyamah and Allah will ask him, he'll be asked, did you ever have any difficulty in this world? He said, nothing, absolute comfort. Never had a headache also, no pain whatsoever, but didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to ask that person, what a life, what do you say? What a life. What a life he's leading. And now, you know, subscribe to his channel and whatever it is. See where he's going, what he's doing, what he's updating with. This is the life. Alright? And he's got the best of doctors and the best of trainers and everything else. Person like that, no iman, hadith sharif, says the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, I had no takleef at all in dunya. Everything was soft for me. Because he didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's a real world. This is dhoka and deception. So Allah will instruct the malaika, dip him one time into the fire of Jahannam. He will dip one time and be pulled out. Oh, Banda, you ever felt anything good in your life? Ya Allah, I never felt anything good in my life. Everything forgotten. Everything, Ya Allah, I never felt any comfort in my life. And then Banda will come, as we explain in the path of Allah, person had nothing, his brick was a pillow, and the ground was his mattress, and the newspaper was his blanket. But he had in his heart, La ilaha illallah. We're saying it, but we can see it today in Gaza. Where are they sleeping tonight? Where are they going to sleep tonight? There's no safe place for them. There's no safe zone for them. Leave blanket. They're only wrapping them or humming in blankets right now. No water to drink. The reality, they are the millionaires. They are the rich ones in the Allah, in the sight of Allah. Because to keep to iman to that level, how we lose ours so quickly? We just forget all of a sudden. Sometimes we attempt to the haram transaction or some deal and we're gone. Some weekend here and there we're gone. Where are they going weekend? They're looking just for cover, for shelter. This was past the night. Tomorrow what's going to happen? Again, we've got to move. Displacement upon displacement. So the hadith sharif says a person like that will come to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Banda, you ever tasted any comfort in your life? Ya Allah, nothing. There's just difficult times upon difficult times. One is now physical difficulty. They have emotional difficulty also. Look at the mothers what they're going through. Emotionally, then physically, then the torture, the rest of it, kidnapping, taking the children away, the rest of it. Oh my Banda, you ever had any difficulty? You had any comfort? Ya Allah, I never had comfort. O malaika, take him. Take a dipper, want him in Jannat. Just show them one time, one dip in Jannah, and you'll see what Allah has kept for them, and Allah will remove them. Oh my Banda, Bandi, ever tasted in difficulty? Ya Allah, what is difficulty? Forgotten. Forgotten. That is the reality. That is the reality what we have to work for. Here we want to be so comfortable. So everything must be 100% working. I'm very finicky, I'm very, very meticulous. Everything must be working properly in the house also. Whether my iman is working, my akhlaq is working, my tongue is working correctly. So this is a real now, this type of ta'alluq we have with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Pak doesn't deprive those who show disrespect to the status of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Such iman they have. So for us to be conscious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as we're saying and we're reiterating every week, we are planning from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Ya Allah, keep me safe this week. And we're sending out also every Jumu'ah. Last week we forgot about it. And read those wazifas. They're there to be read after Jumu'ah. 7 times Surah Fatiha. 7 times Surah Al-Ikhlas. 7 times Surah Al-Falaq. 7 times Surah Al-Nas. Read it. And the barakat of that, promise of Allah, your deen will be protected, your dunya to be protected. Even you're reading it for now for dunya to know, read it. But correct that. But then it says the heart will change sometime. But you know, I got this taqaza, this I'm reading it. Dunya taqaza. This I'm reading it. Read it. Then Hazrat says, before you do the amal, Allah, I'm doing it for you. During the amal, I'm reading it. Again, the heart will go that way. Things will get sorted out. The barakat of this. Again, say to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, I'm doing it for you. When I finish also, Allah, I read it for you. And don't wait for anything in the after. Allah will take control of everything. We have to do what we have to do. We have to do the right thing. Allah will do the right thing. I can't do the wrong thing and expect Allah to do the right thing. I have to do the right thing. So we have Yawmul Jumu'ah, we have the Wazayif to read. Brothers are coming here early on Thursday nights also waiting. Then we have Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, Jumu'ah. Every year, every week we're hearing Surah Al-Kahf. For us to read Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Ta'ala will save us from the effects of Dajjal. And it's already apparent, every way is there. Whether we're getting influenced, whether the wife getting influenced. But it's there. So we have to do Surah Al-Kahf. If I don't know it, enough makatib, enough ulama, enough madrasas. Go there, learn your Surah Al-Kahf. Then we have Surah Hamim Dukhan at night also. We have to read these things Friday night. At least our Jumu'ah, make it Mubarak. Jumu'ah will be good, will be right, will be full of barakat, a'mal. Inshallah, the whole week will come out like that. A little bit extra on the night of Jumu'ah, before we go to bed, we got our wazayif, a little extra time we will take. Alhamdulillah, the masturat, most of them are reading it. Then you complain, well, we read, the men are reading. Don't know what they're reading. And you can ask them also, pop of his. And the other way around also, the husband asks the wife, what do you say? Oh, you get from Majlis. Big Sufi now, big Mufti Sahib you are. Going to come dictate to us what must do. We want taqwa to come in the house. We want to be good. Yes, go with a nice smile, with muhabbat, with love, etc. We have to, alhamdulillah, one Sahib told me, he says, MashaAllah, Mufti Sahib, I came from a very modern background. I started changing first, quietly, nicely, everything. And then my wife saw the change in me. In Ramadan, she started listening to the majalis. Then she went into parada on her own. I said, how that happened? You didn't tell? I said, I didn't tell anything. She saw the change in me. I became a better person, started talking to her, treating her nicely, and she changed on her own. And she said, I can see the change in you. Subhanallah, lucky sati he is. That the wife said, now, alhamdulillah, she saw the change in him, and she automatically changed also. She went into parada. That's what we want. Another person goes there now. Another says, now he's going there with the stick of taqwa, and now he's, must do like this, must do like that. I'll do it. Sometimes no parda in the house. Tomorrow Jumu'ah, our family is coming. Now, we put our head down. We make parda. We do what we have to do. Slowly, slowly, Allah Ta'ala put in the hearts of them around. He's changing his life. We don't want to tell anybody anything. Make ta'alim, give encouragement, targheeb, whatever, in a small little way, with humility. We're not being Sufis. We're not being now mashayikh and ulama. We're trying a small little way. Allah is kareem. Allah will give. Allah will open the way. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're reading from the kitab Treatment for Anger. So as I mentioned, we read the last time that a person gets angry, then he should recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And as Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah explained also how to say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. that you don't look at the person in the eye and read this, because you might end up with the blue eye after that. Because you think now you're calling him shaitan. So to the right, to the left, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, and you walk away. Don't look at him in the eye and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Thereafter, Hazrat says, the Hakim al-Ummah Thani rahmatullah alayhi prescribed a treatment for a person whose anger always overpowered him. Advise him to ask for forgiveness when his anger cools down. Anger cools down, immediately go and ask for forgiveness. He should apologize in a public gathering. If not done in public, then in a public gathering. Now this is islah for the nafs. Nafs is how you got angry openly, people saw you. Now publicly ask that person, please make me maaf. He should apologize in a public gathering, for this method will break his pride. One is now you say, I'll make, but I'll go quietly. No, you did it openly, so ask openly also. He should also resort to taking that person's shoe and place it on his head to demonstrate his sincere regret at having behaved so badly. Just now this shoe is tariqah in India, Pakistan. Now what you can do? The person now you hurt, sometime a brother of yours or some associate, etc. Same masjid you're going, go take out his shoes for him, put it on the floor for him. Say, bhai, make me maaf. We're not going to put the shoe on our head now. As I said, even for the wife also, go and hold the feet. Tell her, please make me maaf. Mother also, father also, don't waste time. Immediately break the pride. Hazrat says, over here, place it on his head to demonstrate his sincere regret of having behaved so badly. This will prevent him from losing his temper in the future for fear of being disgraced in public. When anger overpowers one, immediately divert the mind towards one's own faults and shortcomings. And Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahimahullah, or Ilyas Sahib was there, the Sheikh got angry with the Khadim. And the Khadim said, I'm sorry. And the Sheikh said, how many times I forgive you? Uncle told him, that, oh Zakaria, forgive him as many times as you want Allah to forgive you. So forgive also. Forgive also, Allah will forgive you. Ask ourselves, how would we like to be treated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He were to punish us for our wrongdoings? Would we not like Allah to forgive us? In the same way, just as we love to be excused and pardoned, we should become merciful and forgiving towards those who have wronged us. After all, the person can never have wronged us to the extent that we have sinned in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Amount of guna we are doing is much more than how much this person has hurt us. We still got more gunas. So worry about my guna and my sin. If sabr upon this, is it will be of a means of my forgiveness, then bismillah. Be patient and forgive the person. Ask for forgiveness. Today there is one style also, we find some satis, they hurt somebody, or they won't say maaf, they go there, they say, I forgive you. Big nice, some brothers come, say, Mufti Sahib, never mind, don't worry, I've forgiven you already. You should be asking for maaf, eh? But they say, no, they made you maaf. That shows now pride also. You don't know, bow yourself down, say, please make maaf, I made you maaf. Yet what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treatment towards us? Time and again He has spared us through His benevolence and tolerance. Allah spared us. We are always dependent on His forgiveness. Why then should we not forgive the next person? The Thani rahmatullah alayhi has said that one should set aside some time daily to ponder over one's own faults and tell oneself, I am the worst person on earth. Tell yourself. As you mentioned last week, Hazrat says to tell yourself that, oh Yusuf, you are faulty. Everybody else is perfect. You the faulty one. Because of your faultiness, everybody else is acting like that. Is that because that person is faulty? Something is wrong with them. Because of myself. The Hakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah alayh. Adam alayhi salatu was salam, he made a mistake. He made a mistake, and then immediately, Adam alayhi salatu was salam, asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Fataba alayhi wahada. Ya Allah, I made a mistake. He said, we don't say we made a mistake. One example, as Hakim Sahib used to give also, rahmatullah alayhi. He says, we're so evasive in our ways we speak also. We don't want to take blame. We don't want to take, somehow, we'll use some other type of way of getting out of it. Example came to mind now, just took my mind. Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi, that you're taking a glass of water. Now you weren't careful, and the water slipped from your hand, the glass slipped and it cracked. So the Ustaz Sheikh asked you, what happened? The glass fell. The Zakim said, how you jumped out of the saucer? See, you were clumsy. Why you don't take blame? The glass fell on his own. Say you were rushing, you didn't hold it properly, you weren't careful, but you won't take the blame. You won't take the blame because we trained ourselves now, right? Like students, we say they have a special kitab, lal kitab called Kitab al-A'dhar, the kitab on excuses. You know, in school time, how many excuses there? Why you didn't do homework? Why you came late? Like one boy also come late to school every time. Finally, the principal told him to write a note. Why you came late? And a classic answer he gave. Say, I came late because I didn't come early. He got into more trouble. But he was right, his answer. We watched him from one angle. That was correct. He came late because he didn't come early. So evasive. Can't take blame for anything whatsoever. We say, yes, but. Yes, but. So the wife got the same habit also. She learned it. Because you're just the same. And you don't realize to be doing it. So in the same way, as Hakim Sahib said, you may take blame. Maaf karna meri kusur. Please make maaf my mistake. My mistake. But some people become so habitual of my mistake, they use it now as a cover-up every time. They use it as a cover-up. So you see, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made such a mistake. But he made an i'tiraf. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So the barakat and tufail of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, forgive me, fataba alayhi wahada. Allah ta'ala turned to him and forgave him, and Allah ta'ala guided him thereafter. So say to oneself, I am the worst person on earth. In this way, and he also, as you mentioned, just to keep our pride down. How many of us really, we should engender this into our hearts, just to keep the peace at home and everywhere else. This we are taught by our Kabir, our Shaykh also. That, may sabse battar hoon. That, Ya Allah, I am the worst. Everyone is better than me. When I'm sitting in a masjid also, Ya Allah, every musalli over here has noor coming off from the heart. I'm the black spot over here. I'm the dark spot in the masjid. Sometimes we can do that. We're sitting now in the masjid. But who will regard his wife to be, Ya Allah, my wife is a real wali of Allah. Nobody regards his wife to be better than him, more pious than him. That's why I've got to make a ishtar every time. But if I really believe, may kuch nahi, I'm nothing. Including my wife also, I'm nothing compared to her also. Then Allah Ta'ala will give that izzat and respect. But now we want it by force. Allah will give it if we regard ourselves to be the lowest. Lower than our wives also. Lower than our parents also. Lower than our children also. Ya Allah, is it in Quran Sharif? You got less gunas than me. My son is only 16, 17. He's only got few years maybe sins. Another sins like mine also. Yes, this how to keep respect is there. But in my heart, I should believe everyone in the home is better than me. Ya Allah, I am the worst one. The bad day is coming in the house because of me. So I am the worst person on earth. In this way, one's pride will be uprooted. One will not become angry so easily. Because anger is created from pride. At the time of anger, one should think in this way. Since I am the worst of all people, what right do I have to get angry at a person better than myself? Now this only thing is somebody is more pious than me. We don't think of anybody else. So to say that person doesn't look so pious, so then I can show him some of my jat a little bit, who I am. People at home also I can show them. No. To regard every person better than me. What right do I have to get angry at a person better than myself? Also by reciting the following wazifa, one's anger will decrease. Read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 21 times after every namaz and blow over oneself. Have the anger problem, then 21 times after every salah, Bismillah, after your farz and sunnahs and nafil, recite every 21 times. Ya Allah, I got this problem. So blow on yourself. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 21 times. When you go home, you are cool enough. The 21 times after every namaz and blow over oneself. Even the woman folk also, she can't control her anger. She can't control her anger. Then sometimes they forget to read the wazifa. So tell them, write one note and stick it to the musalla. Now you don't go and write it and put it there. She tell you, you put it in your top pocket. So tell her, this is a wazifa. Sometimes children making you angry, can't control it, or the domestic, whatever it may be. So read it 21 times after every salah. Recite Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So 21 times and blow on yourself. Then recite Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 3 times and blow into the food and water before eating or drinking. Let the woman folk can do that. 3 times Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You're taking the powerful name of Allah. It conquers everything. It's bigger than your anger also. Allah's Rahman Rahim is bigger than your anger. InshaAllah, Allah's mercy will be manifested in the same way as sand appears shiny. And white when the rays of the sun shine upon it. Once the rays disappear, the sand looks dark and black again. By reading this wazifa of Bismillah, the rays of Allah's mercy will descend upon our hearts and cool our anger. For any specific illness or problem, one should choose a name from among the Mubarak and blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite it abundantly. The effects of these holy and beautiful names will surely affect its reader. Example, if Ya Salam is read on someone with a serious illness, Ya Salam, the giver of peace. Shawasuyullah, you say Rahmatullah Ali, woman who is pregnant, you should read this the whole day. Ya Salam, Ya, the one that gives Salam and peace, Ya Allah, keep me and my baby with salamati and peace. Allah will make her birth easy for her and make her pregnancy easy for her. The beautiful name of Allah. Ya Salam is read on someone with a serious illness. Its effect will bring peace and safety from the disease with a sick person. If one is afflicted with poverty, then he said, Ya Mughni, Ya Mughni, the one that is most independent, that gives. Allah will bless him with wealth. Similarly, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim also have their effects. Allah Ta'ala give us a way to make amal, to bring the beautiful teachings into our lives, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
الله الله جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أرحم الراحمين وكريم رحيم الله، يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم، يا لا يؤكرم الأكرمين وكريم رحيم الله، يا كريم يا الله forgive us all our sins oh my Allah. يا الله change the condition of our hearts oh كريم رحيم الله. يا الله remove the filth and the muck and the dirt oh my Allah. يا الله the sins of our eyes. يا الله the haram that we have seen oh my Allah. The haram we have spoken oh my Allah. يا الله the haram يا الله this command that we have broken of yours oh my Allah. With our hearts and our minds oh كريم رحيم الله. يا الله you are so kind oh my Allah. Give those that criticize you, that slander you, that do not believe in you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah give us, Allah grant us hearts that have firm yaqeen iman upon you, may Allah. That Allah that are prepared to listen to every command of yours, to obey, ya Allah, every moment of our life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the hearts that you have given your friends and awliya, ya Allah, with hidayat, with muhabbat, with love. Ya Allah, with your true ishq, your true love and your ma'rifat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of your name, oh my Allah. The sweetness of salah, the sweetness of ibadat, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make gunas difficult for us, oh my Allah. Give us hatred in our hearts, oh my Allah, for every type of sin, oh my Allah. Give us enjoyment in ya Allah, in your commands, in your ibadat, oh my Allah. In the sunnah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, fill our hearts with the ishq and love for Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every sunnah, oh my Allah. Allah, give us, ya Allah, the knowledge of Nubuwwat, O my Allah. Amal upon the knowledge, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Accept us, our families, our progenies, the entire Ummat of Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Allah, protect the Ummat, O my Allah. Guide the Ummat, O my Allah. Give hidayah to the Ummat, O my Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Even the Muslims that have been persecuted in the world, ya Allah, been in Philistine, in Gaza, O my Allah. Desecration of Masjid al-Aqsa, O my Allah. Haramain Sharifain, ya Allah. Beating, ya Allah, in Kashmir, in India, in Bangladesh, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, in Sudan. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, it is only because they believe in you. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, the level upon which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah of iman, of akhlaq, of social interaction, of business transactions, ya Allah, of iman, tawakkul, yaqeen upon you, and the jazbah to give our life in the path of Allah. And return us backwards to that level, oh my Allah, that mahol, that environment, that iman was prevalent in Madinatul Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the hearts of Sahaba ikram were united, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they were sincere, they were loyal, oh my Allah, they laid down their lives, oh my Allah, for every command, for every ada, for every qawl and fi'al, and speech and saying of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Oh my Allah, give us that environment once again, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, where they enjoyed, ya Allah, to strive in your path, oh my Allah. They enjoyed the Salah, the Quran, and being in the majalis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Allah, give us once again the level of Iman, O my Allah. A deen prevail in the world, O my Allah. Blow the winds of Hidayat, O my Allah. Allah, give the Kuffar Hidayat, O my Allah. Give West and East Hidayat, North and South Hidayat, O my Allah. Let your name prevail in every corner of the world, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah, all those that are bent on destroying Islam and the Muslims, O my Allah, if Hidayat is not written for them, then O my Allah, shake them, O my Allah. Allah is more than 200 days, O my Allah. O my Allah, show them your taqat and your power, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Allah, they have pride over their bombs and their missiles upon their artillery and their ammunition, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malikul Muluk, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. The earth belongs to you, O my Allah. The oceans belong to you. The skies belong to you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, they have plundered, they have polluted, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most tolerant, O my Allah. But Ya Allah, you show them your taqat and your power, O my Allah. Remove them from the face of the earth, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. All our families, brothers and sisters, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they are running from place to place. They are displaced, O my Allah. They have no sukoon, no chain, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. They have lost their family members, they have lost their babies, O my Allah. O my Allah, you become the kafil, you become the wakil, O my Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. O my Allah, only you can give them the sabr and the patience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the highest of rewards, O my Allah. Give them the patience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you cover them. Ya Allah, you grant them accommodation. Ya Allah, you feed them, give them water to drink, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they all believe in you. Ya Allah, they all kalima parne wale, O my Allah. They read the same kalima we read, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts, O my Allah, to feel for the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so selfish, O my Allah. It's only myself and my family. O my Allah, give us that jazba, that feeling. Ya Allah, that we are part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us love for the ummah, fikr and concern for the ummah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Accept us, our families, our children, O my Allah, our health, our wealth, our time, our homes and businesses. Ya Allah, for the khidmat of your deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our qabr, make our akhirat. Keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, fill the qabr of all the marhumis with nur. Ya Allah, forgive them, uplift the adhab of qabr. Ya Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman. Ya Allah, give good health to all our mashayikh and ulama, especially our shaykh, O my Allah. Grant him afiyat, sihat and salamat. Ya Allah, accept our khanka, accept the madaris and the makatib and all efforts of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alina, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O my Ya Allah, all the ishtimah is about to take place. Ya Allah, make it a great success, O my Allah. Make it easy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, turn the hearts of the makhluk, can hidayat, Ya Allah, blow the winds of hidayat. Give us to be to attend, O my Allah, all the programs, O my Allah, to take full benefit, O my Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amen.